The Hidden People contains mature language, content, and themes. Please listen with care. Dayton Writers Movement presents The Hidden People, starring Jordan Lopez, Alexander Chilton, Stephen Gogol, Sean Gunther, Xander Hildenbrandt, Stephen Kallenberg, and Luna Madison. Season 3, Episode 15, Fata Morgana, written by Chris Burnside, directed by Jordan Lopez. Also starring Tara Brown, Haley Penchoff, and Michael Plogger.
Hey, just give me a second to get everything ready.
Do what you gotta do.
Okay, looks like all the levels are good. No feedback with your hearing aid?
It's clear so far.
Were you planning on doing the intro here?
No, I'll just edit it in later. We can do a little setup, though. Talk a bit about what we're doing. This episode will probably be more heavily post-produced than the others, though, so just record everything. I'll sift through it when we're back home.
Yes. Home. Where breakfast does not include baked beans and Bubble and Squeak. What the hell is Bubble and Squeak?
I think you made that up.
I did not. I'm sorry you skip every other meal and missed out on the full Irish, but either we're in a weird hotel or the Irish don't understand breakfast.
I'm pretty sure they were eating breakfast before your ancestors colonized America, so maybe we're the ones who don't understand breakfast?
Whatever. It's weird.
Bubble and Squeak is delicious. It's so bubbly and squeaky.
Are we supposed to be doing this show now, or just criticizing my advanced breakfast palate?
Hey, you started recording. I could use any of this.
Bubble and Squeak has nothing to do with hunting an ancient witch.
Color commentary, Mike. It adds context.
You start talking about it, or I will.
Fine. Hey, everybody, it's Vic, and you're listening to a very special episode of What the Folklore. Mike and I are in Ireland today, following a lead that we think...
We hope...
will take us to the forest, where a very famous witch lives.
I think you should phrase it differently.
What's wrong with my phrasing?
We're tracking a famous witch in a forest? You don't think that sounds a little too Blair?
That movie was bullshit. This is real.
They pretended that was real, too.
Well, it's exactly what we're doing, isn't it? How do you propose I explain it differently?
Just say her name sooner. Don't call her the very famous witch.
But it's dramatic. It could grab her.
Look. If we find the home of a witch who also happens to be a terrorist, I don't think getting listens will be a problem.
Fine. We're in Ireland, tracking down the famous witch, Morgan le Fay, or Morgan the Fairy. You've probably heard of her in stories of King Arthur, at the very least. But the other stories are much older than that. She is also one of the Morrigna, a trio of witches in folklore.
And, based on our research... we believe she is the origin of the banshee that is famous throughout Irish folktales.
Throughout this episode, you'll journey with us to Castlewellan Forest, where we hope to find Morgan le Fay's home. Or lair. Do you think it should be home or lair?
What about den?
She isn't a bear, Mike.
Okay, yeah. I think I like lair. It plays better.
Okay. Throughout this episode, you'll journey with Mike and I to Castlewellan Forest in Ireland, where we will find Morgan le Fay's lair. No, see, I think home sounds better.
We have both. You can choose in post.
We've researched this extensively, and we believe that we are the first people to ever connect Morgan le Fay with Castlewellan Forest. Stories place her home in Avalon, a magical island, but no one can agree on the real-world location for Avalon.
We've read suggestions for everything from England and Wales to France and Italy. but Morgan le Fay is only connected with Ireland when she's disconnected from Arthurian legend and instead connected with the Merigna, the three Irish witch goddesses. Morgan, Mara, and Anu or Anand.
Exactly. I've had the idea that the Merigna, or at least one of the three, was connected to banshees for a long time. You might remember that we mentioned this back in episode 36, Fay It Ain't So, which was all about banshees.
We were originally planning to do a follow-up to our Chinese hopping vampire episode, Happy Birthday to You, but then the March Madness attack happened.
Now, normally, we don't like to push into conspiracy theories on the show, but it's already been well documented that the attack on the arena was not normal. The police never found evidence of explosives, and you can clearly hear and see the singer of the national anthem scream so powerfully that it seems to rip up the floorboards and send things flying.
Also, no one seems to know who the hell the singer was. Not even the NCAA. It's like she just showed up out of nowhere right before the whole place collapsed.
When Mike and I watched the footage, after we rewound it and watched it again about 10 times, we couldn't even argue. This was a banshee. But the real doozy was what she said before she screamed.
I am Morgan, and this is for McKenna.
Ooh. Now, we don't know who McKenna is, but the other part, Morgan, as in Morgan le Fay, the banshee.
It all came together.
So we dumped the hopping vampires and went into hardcore research mode. We knew that if we wanted to find Morgan le Fay, we needed to find Avalon. But if Morgan le Fay was actually a banshee and not a medieval sorceress, we had to look in Ireland.
And this is where the science comes in.
No, wait, let me talk about the Italian translation. Then you can bring in the science part.
Yeah, that's cool.
In Italian, Morgan le Fay is Fata Morgana. But a Fata Morgana is also the name of a mirage on the horizon. They used to think there were magical fairy castles in the sky.
And this is where the science comes in. With nothing else to go on, we looked into Fata Morgana mirages, and we found something really weird. Long-time listeners might remember this time last year when we did an episode on skinwalkers called Seven Deadly Skins. At the end, when we did our weird headline segment, we told you about a strange, localized earthquake that happened in a suburban area of Indiana. It was so brief and covered such a small area that it was written off as an equipment malfunction, even though it registered as a magnitude 7.
When we isolated the location, it was right around a small nature preserve. But if you look at any photography of this wooded area, you see a weird horizon mirage.
A Fata Morgana.
Exactly. We were able to connect an unexplained earthquake to a Fata Morgana. So we started looking at more photography. This time, though, we focused on Ireland, and we found multiple places that had the same mirage as Indiana.
The biggest of these was in the middle of Castle Wellan Forest. It's a park now, but it was private land until around 50 years ago, when it was purchased from the Ainslie family.
And since some legends say that banshees only wail for certain noble families, the Fata Morgana seen over Castle Wellan Forest is the best connection we have to something weird happening in a place connected to Irish nobility.
So, if we're right, and all of this is connected, we are about to walk into Castle Wellan Forest and find the real Avalon.
There's one more thing, though. The forest isn't that big. Someone would have definitely found an ancient witch's lair by now.
I thought we weren't going with lair.
Sounded right in the moment. So we think that's the Avalon part. Some part of this forest is different. Maybe the mirage hides it. So we need a way in. For this, we turned, as we often do, to the old Tangy Mesquite podcast.
No one's heard from Tangy Mesquite in almost a year, but his podcast is still out there, and some of his exposés have never been rivaled.
His very last episode before he vanished was about fairies. He said that fairies lived in special places that we walk past every day and just overlook. But the secret to entering them was to wear your clothes inside out and then walk backwards until you got inside.
Both of those match folklore about fairies.
And remember, Morgan le Fay literally translates to Morgan the Fairy.
So, Vic and I are here in Ireland. We have our clothes on inside out, we're about to Uber over to Castle Wellan Forest, and we're going to walk backwards through it until we find Morgan le Fay.
Let's hope we just find her lair. I don't know if I want to meet the woman who just killed thousands of people.
Well, yeah, but it's more intense if I just act like we're looking for her.
Yeah, you're right. You ready to do this?
If we wait any longer, I'm just gonna talk myself out of it.
Well, let's get moving then.
There, we're rolling.
I'm still getting some kind of feedback on my hearing aid.
Do you think it's the Bluetooth? Can you turn that part off?
Well, then I can't hear the feed. I can't wander around a forest with noise-canceling headphones on. Each of us should be listening.
If your ears are ringing from feedback the entire time, I don't think that solves the problem.
Then let's do a little recording here, and then we can leave the equipment off for a while. At least until we find anything interesting.
You don't just want to keep recording?
I don't want to sift through hours of us wandering aimlessly. Also, there are people in the park. If we use our voices, do we need them to sign release forms?
I don't know. I've never done that kind of journalism before.
We won't stumble across anything too crazy in the populated parts. We're still rolling?
Yep.
Mike and I are now on the edge of Castlewellan Forest Park. It's early, but a lot of people are already here. We're getting some strange looks, but I'm not sure if it's the inside-out clothes or the recording equipment.
One lady rolled her eyes and muttered, "Podcasters." I'd like to go back to the days when people just rolled their eyes and said Americans. At least we deserve that.
We're going to venture deeper into the forest and try to find the center. If someone were to use a mirage to hide something, it would probably be in the deepest portion. It looks like that's only a mile or so in. We'll be back if we find anything weird.
Like the ancestral home of an ancient witch.
Weren't we going with lair?
You used both of them.
I did?
I thought we were using them interchangeably.
Ugh, we can ADR it later, I guess. Turn off the... We've definitely found something weird. We're near the deepest part of the park, northeast of the lake, just off one of the marked trails, and there's this little path that almost looks carved right out of the woods.
It goes right through the trees. Just grass on the ground. It even looks mowed. It's clearly a trail, but it isn't marked at all.
But here's the weird part. Nobody else seems to notice it. We've been watching here for a little while. Over 30 people have walked past, and no one has even glanced at the path, let alone tried to walk it.
You're definitely seeing it like I am, right, Vic?
Yep, definitely a well-kept path, definitely ignored by everyone.
Everyone but us. Why do you think we can see it?
Maybe our clothes being inside out? Does that counter some of the mirage?
Maybe.
Let's follow it.
No, wait. I think we should watch for a while. Just see if anyone else notices it.
We've been watching a long time. Let's just go.
I should definitely check the equipment first.
Quit being weird. Wait, why am I whispering?
We're being stealthy.
There's no one around anymore. Who exactly are we hiding from?
But we're staking out.
No, we're not staking out this path. We're walking it. Come on.
Just give me another...
No, something's up here. Turn around and walk backwards with me down the path.
I don't know. That feels pretty dangerous to walk backwards. What if we trip over a root?
The path is clear. Come on, do it.
Holy shit.
Language, Mike. We're a family-friendly show.
Vic, do you see what I'm seeing?
What do you mean?
Turn around. Look forwards again.
Oh my god, this... How can the forest be completely different in two different directions? Look back, it's like we're right on the line between two totally different places. The trees, the grass, everything is different.
Fata Morgana.
Also, the feedback is gone. Whatever was causing it, it's not in this place.
Avalon. This place is Avalon.
Let's go a little further, then we can stop and record. We have gone a lot deeper into the second forest. Everything is different here. I saw a bird Mike says was a...
A fantail. Native to Australia, New Zealand, maybe mainland Asia? We're supposedly in Ireland.
Yeah, I'm starting to doubt that. This place doesn't look or feel like anywhere I've ever been. The trees are enormous. Not redwood wide, but so tall, I can't even really see the tops.
If we've stumbled into Avalon, though, it's pretty deserted. No signs of any people at all, and nothing they have left behind. It feels like we're the only ones.
Not like he gave us the latitude and longitude. And honestly, I doubt GPS would even work in an offshoot realm of Arcadia.
So we'll keep looking. It's out there somewhere.
Someone's coming! Get down!
Assuming Black Hannes wasn't lying.
She seemed to be telling the truth.
She tricked you for how many years?
That was different.
She was saving her skin, or luring us into a trap.
Or maybe the old ones don't all like each other.
Those two are sisters.
I could believe you'd set up the other McKenna if you were pushing.
McKenna!
Hey now, I'm getting better with her.
You are. That's a good thing. I do believe her when she says she wants to help. She's helped so far.
I know she has. I don't know why I struggle so much with her being around.
Do you want to list? She killed your parents. She killed me.
Yeah.
And she is you, to some extent. In the past year, you've finally got answers about who you are. She represents both the cost of those answers and also a threat to your newfound uniqueness.
Okay, stop being so insightful. I'd rather just be annoyed with her than be all self-aware.
Sorry. I just had to banter until we were close enough to...
No!
What the fuck?
Who are you? I see you too. Don't even think about running.
Let me go!
Who are you? What are you doing here? Do you work for... Your clothes are on inside out.
Are those microphones?
Get your hands off me! We don't have to tell you anything! Don't say anything!
Hang on. The clothes, the equipment. What are you? Some kind of fairy hunting podcasters?
No. Maybe. Would you let us go if we were?
I said shut up, Mike!
Of course. Because humans would pick today of all days to infiltrate a hidden realm.
Humans? Does that mean...
Thank you. We have just as much right to be here as you do.
You need to get out of this place, like now. It isn't safe here. Probably not even safe for us, but we have weapons.
What weapons?
Just trust me. Can you find your way out?
Probably.
We're going to have to escort them all the way out, aren't we?
Did everybody hear that?
The creepy growling behind me?
No. The one behind me. Oh God!
Four of them. I've got east and south. You do know that I have no idea which direction is which, right? Oh, fine, I have the other three.
What just happened?
McKenna was showing off.
Hey, if you've got it.
You have the save, too.
Why give them an opportunity to bite me? No rabies shots, please and thank you.
Those dogs! They exploded! Into leaves?
They're bad guests. The black dogs of...
Oh, we did an episode on black dogs called How's Everybody Doing? The Barghest is real?
Well, you just saw four of them, so... Obviously.
This place is guarded. If the Barghest are the first defenses, the others might be much more deadly.
All the more reason for these two to get the hell out.
Yeah. I'm not going anywhere without the lady with the sword leading me.
We don't really have time to escort you. If she figures out that we're here...
McKenna! She called you McKenna!
Yep, that's my name.
I'm Shaylee.
Whoa, McKenna!
Should I remember you? Get the mic out of my face.
But you're McKenna.
Am I famous or something?
Morgan Le Fay. She said your name.
How do you know Morgan?
Well, she was on TV for one thing.
Shit. How did you know that was her?
We know stuff. We're good researchers. That's how we found this place. Morgan Le Fay is the Banshee, and we figured she lived behind the Fata Morgana in Castlewellan Forest.
She's not Morgan Le Fay. She's just Morgan.
Morgan Le Fay means Morgan the Fairy. So they're technically right.
Oh, well, then, yeah, everything you said is actually correct. Go you.
So, is this Avalon?
Avalon! We're in a hidden realm, an offshoot of Arcadia layered over the human world. This was Morgan's home long ago. And it's where her body was brought when she died.
She's dead?
She was dead. She got better, and then she killed a lot of people.
Are you out here trying to find her, too?
You're trying to find her? If you wanted to die, you probably could have found an easier and cheaper way back in America.
We've investigated plenty of dangerous things. Maybe you've heard of us? I'm Vic, and our show is called...
I don't listen to podcasts. And I don't go looking for evil monsters who can kill me.
Then what are you doing out here?
Looking for a way to kill her.
Wherever she had been buried the last time, that's where the weapon that killed her was left behind. If we find it, we can use it against her.
Well, we're probably close if the dogs are guarding it.
Not an invalid observation.
If we get attacked again, I'm pretty sure that would confirm it.
Shite! Dude, there's something you need to know if you're gonna be out here with us. Jinxing shit is real, and you just jinxed us!
Way to go, Mike!
Oh, this is hella creepy.
God damn it. These better not be eyeless dolls.
Of course her dolls would sing.
At least they have eyes.
Those kids have knives.
McKenna, now would be a good time to start poofing them.
She's reinforced them. I can only get one at a time. Vic, Mike, get behind me.
These strange doll-like children are attacking. They have little knives, and they're trying to stab McKenna and Shaylee.
What are you doing?
They're reading. How else is the audience going to understand all these noises?
Good point.
Shaylee just ran one of them through with her sword, and it exploded into a shower of leaves.
Get off me. Look out, Mike.
Oh, shit.
One of them just darted between Shaylee's legs and tried to stab Mike. McKenna took his head off with a huge sickle.
Save! Common mistake.
McKenna just grabbed one by the throat and it exploded. I think she willed it to happen.
The last one's running.
I got it.
Where was it going?
Where we're going. Come on.
Are either of you hurt?
I think I'm okay. I bruised my coccyx a bit when I fell back.
Bruised your what?
My coccyx.
His tailbone. Well, mister, I am very smart. If you make it out of this forest alive, you now have a minor battle scar.
Are you kidding? If I survive this, I'm getting that bruise tattooed on. I will be telling this story forever.
Yeah, about that.
You cannot share this with anyone.
Well, we are journalists. We have an obligation to the people.
Journalists? You're a pair of hipsters who purchased a domain name. Your parents sent you to an expensive college where one of you got, a bachelor's degree in communications and the other majored in English but dropped out to start a band. How am I doing so far?
I was actually the comm major who dropped out to start a band.
People need to hear this story.
If you share this, people will die. And you'll be first. Arcadia is a mess right now, but the hidden people have long memories. You start talking about them, and pretty soon you'll just vanish.
That's ridiculous.
Vic? Remember Tangy Mesquite? His last episode was about fairies.
Listen to your friend, Vic. This isn't about the truth. Nobody out there is telling a lie. The only thing you'll do if you share this is get made fun of by most people and endanger the few who actually believe you.
You really expect me to leave behind a Pulitzer?
Do podcasts win Pulitzers?
Hold up. I feel something just ahead.
It's a hole in the ground.
A deep hole. Do you think this was where Black Annis buried Morgan?
If so, the weapon's inside.
I was gonna say be careful of traps, but she just jumped right in.
Mike, meet McKenna.
Oh yeah, some kind of axe. Iron.
A tua, like an old battle axe.
I guess. It's in really good condition. Hang on.
Whoa.
She just standing jumped out of a 9-foot hole in the ground.
Aye, a tua. Ancient.
It's weighted well, too. Whoever made it knew what they were doing. If we're lucky,
feel...
Get back! The grave is circular!
Hello, McKenna! Goodbye.
You murdered thousands of innocent people.
My dear, that was a Thursday for me. Over the years, I've murdered more people than the whole of the United Kingdom.
Well, today I'm killing just one.
You cannot kill me, McKenna.
Actually, you have it backwards. Vodan won't let you kill me. So bring it, Brittany.
We found Morgan Le Fay, the Banshee. She's appeared right in front of us and screamed. It knocked me off my feet. McKenna is currently fighting her, but Morgan is faster. Probably stronger, too. She just threw McKenna into a tree. Jamie's going for the axe.
Oh, no, no, changeling.
McKenna just stabbed Morgan in the back with her scythe. Morgan's having a hard time fighting both of them.
Too bad you don't have any backup, Morgan. Certainly not your sister. How do you think we knew to come here? She sold you out.
Deceiver.
Yes, she is.
You are the liar, McKenna. And I am more than capable of facing you both. You think I have shown you all of the weapons at my disposal?
This is cheating.
She's going to kill McKenna. She's not looking at the axe anymore. If her attack is based on hearing... Hearing aid off. And I barely feel a disorientation. Okay, Morgan. Just keep looking at McKenna.
Aw, I see you, sweetie.
Oh, no!
Immune, are we? Let's see if you're immune to having the skin flayed from your bones with the force of my gun!
This is the difference between us, Morgan. We work together. When shit goes down, we close ranks. But your team, they hung you out to dry after your television debut.
You are... a worthy foe. Mine is a good death.
Me? Sister, I just swung the axe. You got beaten by a hipster podcaster with an English degree. So I'd like your final moments to be a reflection on that. Yours is not a good death. But when we get out of this forest, we'll drink kombucha in your name. Get back in that grave in case you explode.
Vic, you did it! Vic? Hey, turn your hearing aid on.
Sorry.
You saved the day.
Good work, Vic.
I didn't do anything. I barely even touched the axe before she was right on top of me.
Which was the distraction I needed. I have no idea how many future lives you saved, but it's a lot higher than I can count.
So, at least 7.
Lovely.
Alfie and Nissa aren't here. Someone has to make sure your ego stays at a manageable size.
So I saved us all. And a bunch more people she probably would have killed. And I can't tell anyone about it.
Sorry.
Sucks to save the world and not get any credit. I would know.
It's okay. If this is any indication, I don't think I want to attract the attention of any more fairies.
Yeah, I guess. So why do you do it? Are you some kind of superheroes or something? The League of Extraordinary Fairy Hunters?
If only. Just a couple of women staring at the end of the world and saying, not today.
I'll drink to that.
I know I'll probably get a lot of shit for this, but I actually have some kombucha in my bag.
Dayton Writers Movement presents The Hidden People. Executive producers Chris Burnside and Megan Burnside. Producers Alexa Fett Fisher, Sarah Gellner, Xander Hildenbrandt, Emily Kallenberg, Stephen Kallenberg, Jordan Lopez, and Catherine Seaton. Lead writer Chris Burnside. Script editors Megan Burnside and Alexa Fett Fisher. Sound design, score, and original music by Catherine Seaton. Audio production, McKinney Botts, Chris Burnside, and Catherine Seaton. For more on The Hidden People, visit our website at hiddenpeoplepodcast.com.